Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be finishing off Maseches Shviyos. Very exciting as we finish off the Masechta Perek Yud Mishnah Tes, and then we're going to begin the next Masechta Maseches Trumos with Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph of Maseches Trumos. But as we begin now, finishing off Maseches Shviyos, the previous Mishnah in Perek Yud Mishnah Tes taught us that even though generally speaking all loans are canceled at the end of Shemitah, there are some opportunities for a person who owes money to still pay the person. If the person admits and says mishamet that it was canceled and still insists on paying the loan back, he certainly has the right to pay the loan back even after it was canceled. We're going to see now in our Mishnah that it's actually the ideal, optimal way to operate even when Shemitah comes. Says the Mishnah, Hamachazir chov bashviz, if a person still insists on paying back a loan even after Shemitah came, even after the loan was canceled, Ruach Chachamim Nocha Mimenu, that the Chachamim are happy with such a person, the Chachamim, the rabbis, praise such a person. It's a nice thing to do, it's a good thing to do, even though from, by the letter of the law, you really don't have to pay it back. Your loan was canceled by Shemitah, but the Mishnah says that the Chachamim are actually happy when someone chooses to pay back a loan even after Shemitah passes. Continuing with a similar concept, Halova min Hager Shinisgairu Banav Imo, that if someone borrows money from a ger, from a convert, and this convert's sons converted with him, lo yachzer labanam. The halacha is that you don't have to, if the person dies, presumably, then you don't have to return the money, you don't owe the money to his children. Why not? Because there's a concept in halacha called ger shenisgayer, kikatan shenoladami, that a person who converts to Judaism is like a child who was reborn. And therefore, if you're a new child, you don't have children. You all became reborn together, and therefore you don't have halachic children. So halachically, normally, if you owe money to a person, then the people that inherit that person, you owe that the money to the inheritance, to the inheritors. But in this case, he doesn't have any inheritors because they're all like ketanim, they're all like children who were reborn together because they all converted. So halachically, you don't have to return money that you borrowed from a person who passed away, from a ger who passed away. You don't have to then give that money to his children who converted as well, because they're not halachically his children. They're not halachically inheriting him. However, says the Mishnah, but if you would still go ahead and return the money to his yorshim, to those inheriting him, then ruach chachamim nocha mimenu, that's a good thing, that's a proud thing, that's an important thing, and the chachamim are certainly very happy with the person, even though halachically you don't have to give the money to his biological children, because they're not halachically his children, you still, it's a good thing to do so. Finishing now with one more example where the Chachamim get very, very happy. Says the Mishnah, Kol ha-metaltalim niknin b'mishicha. Generally speaking, all metaltalim, all movable objects, can be acquired with mishicha, with pulling it into your possession. You take something into your possession, then you acquire it according to halacha. According to halacha, money itself is not sufficient, is not enough to acquire something in the most sustainable of ways. You have to do various kinyanim, including the kinyan of mishicha, pulling it into your possession. However, says the Mishnah, v'chol ha-mekayim ha-estivaro, anyone who keeps his word, if I say, I'm buying this item from him, even though I didn't do mishicha, even though I didn't pull it into my possession already, ruach chachamim nocham imenu, the chachamim become very, very happy with such a person. If you keep your word, you take the item, you give the item, and so on and so forth, even without a kinyan, even though me'ikar hadin, even though according to the letter of the law, you can only acquire something with a kinyan, even so, if you give your word to someone that it's his, then he should be able to take it, even though he didn't acquire it through a kinyan, because you gave your word to him. Okay, Salik Maseches Shviyos, we just finished Maseches Shviyos, and now we're continuing and beginning right now Maseches Trumos. Maseches Trumos is really going to be about Truma. What's Truma? So we've learned a little bit until now about Truma. Truma means that it's the certain gift and portion that a person must separate from his produce, from his crops, and give to the Kohen. There's something called Truma Gedola. And Truma Gedola is either a 40th, a 50th, a 60th, 150th, at least is about 2% of your crops, of your produce, you have to give to the Kohen. And that's before separating Maaser Rishon, which goes to the Levi, Maaser Sheni, which you bring to Eretz Yisrael, and so on and so forth, as we'll learn a little bit more in detail in future Masechtos, and we've already discussed many of them until now. But Truma Gedola is what you give to the Kohen before separating Maaser. And if you don't separate the Truma, then your produce is tevel, your chayav misa for eating it. You get the death penalty for eating it. You cannot eat your produce until separating Truma Gedola for the Kohanim. So our Mishnah is going to begin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Masechas Trumos, is going to begin by discussing five people that are not allowed to separate Truma, and the reason that they're not allowed to separate Truma is because separating Truma requires das, requires intent, requires a certain level of cognition, of knowledge, of intellectual capacity, and if you don't have that certain intellectual capacity, as the Bitzvah in the Pesukim, in Sefer HaMidbar, then you are not allowed to separate Truma, and such a food would still be considered Tevel if separated by these people. Who are these people? Chamisha Lo Yitruma. There are five people who are not allowed to separate Truma, and if they do, it still remains Tevel, it still remains unable to be eaten. V'im Tarmu, in Truma son Truma. And if they do separate, it's not considered to be a Truma separation, it's not good. Who are these five people? Hacheresh, a deaf mute, Vahashota, and someone who's who is the Bartanura explained, someone who destroys something that he's given, someone who has certain deficiencies in intellectual capacity. Vahakotan, a minor, a child, Vahatorim, es she'eno shelo, and someone who separates Truma on behalf of someone else. If you're not allowed to separate Truma for someone else, yeah, if it's someone else's food, rather, I can't take Truma from your crops. Every person must only separate Truma from their own crops. The Bartanur explains this is all based on a pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Truma, Daber b'nei Yisrael, vayikhuli Truma meiz kolish ven libo, tichwes Trumasi. That first pasuk in Parshas Truma is learned based on a drasha, is learned to teach us that a chayresh, that a shota, that a katan, someone who separates Truma from someone else's produce is not considered to be a valid separation. These aren't people who we can allow a person to eat their food if they separate Truma. Continuing in the Mishnah, Nachri Shetarim Es Shal Yisroel Afilu Bereshus. And if you have a non-Jew who separates a Jew's a Truma from his food, you tell him, this is how much you got to separate, even with permission. Ein Truma, so Truma, his Truma is also not valid. You have a cleaning lady, and you say, do me a favor, before making the salad, just separate the Truma. You're not allowed to do that, as the Bartanura explains, also based on a pasuk in Sefer Devarim, King Tarim Mugamatem. You're allowed to have a shliach, you're allowed to have a messenger separate your Truma for you, but you have to make sure that it is a Jew who is your shliach, who is your messenger, separating Truma for you. Quick review, the last Mishnah in Maseches Shviyas taught us, gave us three situations that make the Chum happy if a person goes a little bit above and beyond the letter of the law. Number one, if a person decides to pay back a loan even after Shviyas, even after the loan was officially canceled. Number two, is if a person borrows money from a convert who dies and you still decide to give the money to his children who don't halachically inherit him, but are his biological children nonetheless, because they converted as well, so they're not his halachic children, but you still return the money to him. And the third case is a person who, even though they didn't do a kinyan, they didn't do an act of acquisition, which would have been mashicha by a movable object, but he kept his word and still gave the item to the person who he promised it to, even though the person didn't physically and halachically acquire the item. And then Perek Aleph of Maseches Truma began by discussing five people who are not allowed to separate Truma. If they do separate Truma, it's not valid separation. We have the deaf mute, the dumb person, for lack of a better term, the minor, someone who separates someone else's produce without permission. And then the Mishnah added, someone who is a non-Jew, who separated on behalf of a Jew, even with permission, but non-Jews are not allowed to separate Truma. It has to only be a shliach who is Jewish. Have a great day.